cheated on you. Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because he told me.
Tell me what he told you. When and how?
We were at his cousin's house. We were having an argument about the brush.
Yet again,
the brush. So we had an argument. I went to her house to vent, just to sit down and talk so we don't argue. He gets there. Well, so what? I can't find the brush. That's why I slept with your family member.
You're hired.
Was your wrong response to a missing brush to say to your wife that you slept with a member of her family?
Yeah, it was out of line, but at the same time, she accuses me of it all the time. I only told her what she wanted to hear because she always accuses me of it.
No, that was your response to her having lost the brush.
Yes.
Was to fulfill her concerns or insecurities.
Well, I wanted to bring her anger family
down to my thing. You hear that? Anger. You were being petty. So you felt that the hurt of cheating on someone was equivalent to the hurt of your lost hairbrush.
Yes,
because Snoop Dogg and the
Insane hides things from me.
That's not true.
Provoke me to get angry.
It's like you and Tanya. Why did she want to provoke you? What is her purpose?
She gets a kick out of embarrassment, so she'll provoke me, so we'll get into an argument, and then she'll just blurt out random things,
that
way
that's
it'll make me more angry.
No. I don't think you'd know the truth if it fell on you. Mm-hmm.
What you say is ridiculous. What you think is important is ridiculous. You've come out here and wasted my time. You did say those things to your wife about, you know, not dark and lovely, but black and ugly, but you're not man enough to own up to it once you get out here in front.